And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Voices from the Grid. I'm Michael, and I'm being joined by one of my co-hosts, as always, the Red Ranger, Sasha Kaplan.
The fabulous, the amazing, the incredibly sarcastic, who always fights with you on the ratings of the episodes, Sasha Kaplan.
Okay, first off, everyone fights me on the ratings of every episode, but nobody cares about that right now, because what we need to say right now is the episode that you're actually about to listen to was pre-recorded, and then we had to redo the intros and the outros for reasons. And so if this episode that you're listening to sounds a little disjointed as a result of that, we do apologize, but we had to record new intros and outros. And with that said, we hope you enjoy the episode. So with that, we're doing Rita's Evil Seed, and we're doing a pig surprise, starting off with Rita's Evil Seed, everyone's favorite segment in my mind. The quick run through, which we begin at school as the Rangers show Mr. Kaplan their plants, and Mr. Kaplan trying to look like the Joker with that purple suit that he's wearing. Skull gets plastic plants and Bulk is embarrassed by it. Meanwhile, Goldar goes over their plan to take over the world. At the park, we get a planting montage and new original music. New music. Bulk and Skull are plotting, but Squat shows up and foils them, and they hide in a porta potty as Squat plants Rita's seeds. And the Rangers spot Squat and then have to fight off the putties. Great teamwork shown by the Rangers. The Rangers then go to the command center to discuss what they know. Billy aids Alpha, Jason heads to the park, and Zordon notifies Jason later on, who then finds where the seeds are planted. Jason gets attacked by vines and morphs into action. At the command center, the others see Jason in trouble and morph into action. Rangers start digging for the seeds. However, Scorpina, Goldar, and Putties crash that plan. Scorpina and Goldar with the combo attacks, which actually were pretty cool. The octoplant now enters the game as Rita makes it grow, and it's Zord time. Rangers dispatch the octoplant, and Bulk and Skull get taken away in a porta potty. Back at school, Bulk and Skull arrive at school looking like a mess, and down goes Kaplan. He just hits like a sack of potatoes because Bulk and Skull are just covered in poo. Poor Bulk and Skull, but poor Mr. Kaplan. And that is Rita's Evil Seed.
So Bulk and Skull being trapped in a porta potty is a special kind of something or other, but I'd like to point out that, like, our Billy, and I gush about Billy all the time because he's super smart, but Billy actually is both capable of, like, mechanical engineering and chemical engineering because he has a special fertilizer. What is in that fertilizer? I can't tell you, and you can't tell me, but I'm sure it's awesome. So the gang planting trees kind of makes this into a little bit more of like a PSA episode, because once again, they're like, we're going to plant the trees that will protect that because of deforestation and because air pollution, we need more oxygen. And like, don't get me wrong, these are all things that are very important. But it's just like, I don't know what it is. I feel like the cast, and I can't blame them for this, really did not want to do these continuous PSAs because they all sound super cheesy and super 90s. And I think these are the episodes in some ways that stand out the most because they are so cheesy in their, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, they're like little preachiness.
Yeah. Well, and here's an interesting thing. So we, last episode we did Doomsday 1 and 2. Do you know what episode probably would have fit better to immediately come after Doomsday Part 1 and Part 2? Even though it's a PSA type episode as well? Cleanup Club. Because Cleanup Club, which is two episodes before Doomsday Part 1 and Part 2, is about cleaning up the park. Well, here's the problem. What happened at the park that resulted in so much trash? Nothing. Until two episodes later, when they have a rally for their Power Rangers. I'm just saying.
No, that's valid. I agree.
And not only that, but then what they could have done is put this episode, Rita's Evil Seeds, and put that immediately after because of a line that Billy says, although the science of how it happened is not factual, is that the grass or the dirt or the soil is polluted. And then after they clean up the trash, it's just magically unpolluted in 30-second montage. Doesn't work that way, but it did.
Because it's Billy's special fertilizer.
But that's the thing. That's where Billy's special fertilizer could come and play. You could have gone Doomsday Part 1, Part 2, Cleanup Club, followed by this episode. It all makes sense. And guess what you also get?
That would have made sense.
And guess what you also get? Continuity.
So I think part of this is because they're I think it's possible they also could have gotten the Sentai footage out of order, which could have, because a lot of times the Power Rangers seasons are written to like reflect the Sentai plots, so you can use more Sentai footage. So maybe they just got those out of order. But I agree with you completely on that. That would have worked so much better.
But wait, we're also talking about Power Rangers. What's continuity?
Depends on the season. There's some excellent continuity, so fight me.
But you see what I'm saying.
There are seasons whose continuity... Yes, it's still Power Rangers, but yes. Thank you, Nia Saban, for complicating our already complicated Power Rangers continuity.
We'll get there in about 60 years.
One of the other things that I've kind of started to notice a little bit more is there's a little bit more talk about battle strategy. It's not just shoot this. It's like, okay, we only have this much power. I need you to do this so we can dodge this and do that. So there's a little bit more of a creative discussion on how to tackle like the fight. Also, note to Jason, do not touch the creepy purple glowy stuff. I don't care how cute, pretty it looks. You know that's Rita's stuff. Do not touch it. You never know what could happen.
Yeah, and then also we had our first actual encounter between Bulk and Skull and one of Rita's henchmen, which is Squat, because the Bulk and Skull wanted to sabotage the Power Rangers thing and move the plants over to another place, but then Squat comes into the same place and stuff like that. So it's like you had your first interaction of Bulk and Skull with the bad guys, which is also pivotal because it also leads up to more stuff down the road, and it actually comes full circle in the very last episode of the Zordon Era. Which Sasha is so impressed that she's just silent.
No, you're doing a good job. You're so good. Good job. No, but like this is just like one of those cutesy little like PSA episodes that doesn't really lead to anything really, except for Bulk and Skull. But they have this overreaching arc that we will address way down the road. So there's not much else to say about this episode other than, like, it exists.
Yay. So with that, it clocked in at 19 minutes and 59 seconds with an IMDb score of a 6.5.
Yeah, that's fair.
Which then leads us to the next episode of A Pig Surprise. So everyone, it's once again that time for everyone's favorite segment, In My Mind, as Sasha just does the whoop-de-freaking-deuce hand gesture. It's a pet adoption day at Angel Grove, and someone got a pig, but they gave it to the Rangers. Zach arrives late and sees the old lady that gave the pig to the Rangers turn into a putty. Zach fights off the putty. Zach obtains something and wants to get it to Billy. Meanwhile, Bulk and Skull arrive, and they get the pig, and it's called Norman. Aw, look at Norman. They show off Norman at school, but aren't very successful with the dog commands. It's a pig, not a dog. Come on, guys. At Billy's garage, Zach, Trini, and Billy are looking into what Zach found after fighting the putties. They tell Kim and Jason about Norman. They break up to continue working on the analysis. Billy and Trini and the others search Well, Billy and Trini work on the analysis, and the others go searching for Norman. Rita begins casting her spell on Norman, and the device stops. And the pig turns into Pudgy Pig. He is back. And Bulk feeds Pudgy at the urging of Zach. And Bulk is just freaking out. And he doesn't want to give up his sandwich. At the command center, Zordon informs the team of Rita's plan, and they morph into action. And they fight Pudgy Pig. And why do their weapons just randomly disappear? That doesn't make sense. Pudgy disappears, but Zordon has the Rangers teleported to its new location. Meanwhile, Gordar goes to attack Angel Grove. At the farm, the Rangers find Pudgy, and he's no threat because he's like hitting on another pig. So they go to face off with Goldar and Scorpina, who just comes unannounced. But she's cool, so okay. Squad and Babu are there too for some reason. They did absolutely nothing, but yeah, okay, whatever. Rangers call upon their Zords, and they form the Megazord to fight Goldar. And they defeat Goldar. Back at the farm, Billy, Jason, and Kim help restore Norman back to his normal self. Oh, and Zach was there for one line. And we don't know if Trini was there, because was she? Back at school, Norman got adopted for Trini. Mr. Kaplan brings a pig into class. And cue Bulk and Skull's shell shock. And that was a pig surprise.
So a couple of things. One of the things that we've constantly talked about, like in one of the things that comes up with Power Rangers when it comes to like evil Rangers is that like, is evil born? Is evil made? Oftentimes evil is made. Here we see that although the pig monster is a pig that was transformed into a monster, at the heart it's still a pig. And although the pig flirting with the piglet was a little bit weird, but I'm just not going to question Power Ranger logic.
It's a pig doing pig things. Leave it alone.
So Trini and Billy really are kind of like the brains of this department. They are very smart. They're also like Trini more so than Billy because she's a little bit more intuitive, but Billy's more analytical. And the two complement each other really well. We will keep gushing about this for all time. There is a lot of bacon puns, as is appropriate when you're talking about an episode that involves a pig. Bulk and Skull adopting the pig was kind of cute. And there's kind of a funny moment when they're at the like juice bar right before the pig transforms into the pig monster, where Bulk and Skull are kind of sitting with this girl, and she's like, so what's the name of the cute one? And without missing a beat, Skull just goes, Bulk. And Bulk's just like, she's talking about the, or what, somebody says that.
She's talking about the pig.
Pig. I thought that was hilarious.
That's what we call good comedic timing by Jason Narvi.
I mean, that man is fantastic. He is truly amazing. He's a professor now at like NYU or something, isn't he?
I guess. I don't remember.
He's a professor somewhere, but either way, good for him. He's amazing.
I'm looking it up right now.
Cool. To be honest, Kim's constant freakouts over like, ew, a pig. It's just like, I'm a valley girl. The only kind of a pig I see is when I have bacon on my fancy schmancy toast. Like, just, it was just unnecessary. But this is something that is referenced a little bit to what we'll see later and in space when we talk about a wasp with a heart. We're like, nothing is inherently evil. Even when you transform something to become evil, it does not necessarily become evil for various reasons. In some cases it is, it does become evil, but then it reverts and whatnot. We see that happen a lot with Power Rangers.
So Jason Narvi is currently an associate professor in the theater department at Concordia University in Chicago.
Yeah. Okay, not at NYU, but good for him either way.
Yeah.
So I like the fact that Norman did not get turned into bacon. That was a nice touch. Do Trini's parents own a farm? Because I don't know how, like, a pig is a huge responsibility, but I don't know. Maybe they gave him to the pig farm. Balkan Skull freaking out after seeing the pig was very funny and very traumatic for them, I'm sure. But a lot of things are very traumatic for them. Also, like, I'm glad that everything basically turned out okay and it's a happy ending. And that's all really there is to say. There's not that much that carries, there's nothing really that carries over that is important to note.
Yeah, I mean, this, it was nice to see what is considered a fan favorite monster of Pudgy Pig return. But yeah, I mean, it's just, it's cool. But I think this episode was also more of a builder for the arc of Bulk and Skull more than anything for the Rangers themselves. Because when you look at it, it's about, you know, this is the second episode in a row now where Bulk and Skull have encountered a villain or a monster. And, you know, as we continue on with this, it's like we talked about earlier with Rita's Evil Seeds, you know, the arc of Bulk and Skull is just going to keep building and building. And this is just another little domino in the character arc for these two guys. Yep. So, but with that...
And like... With that and them fighting the monsters, like, sorry, what was that last thing?
No, go on.
I was gonna say that, like, they're still very apprehensive about monsters, but they are not quite, like, they're still cowering in fear, but I feel like we're slowly seeing them kind of lessening that fear to the point where, like, you know, when later things happen, you can see where their confidence has come from because they faced this their entire lives. But anyway.
But anyway, this episode clocked in at 20 minutes and 16 seconds with a IMDb score of a 6.3. So that was that episode. That was those two episodes. Let me be correct. And with that, Sasha, where can the people find you on the social media?
As always, geekgirl101.tumblr.com, at geekycaptain on Instagram, and of course that place where I cry in a corner and complain endlessly about what writers are doing to my favorite characters, that's geekycaptainwrites.wordpress.com.
All right, and you can find me on the Twitters at thelindenbaum75, Facebook at facebook.com/x75productions, and of course, everything is on the website at txhdhockey.com, and for this show specifically, /VFTG, which is call letters for Voices from the Grid. So with that, Sasha, take us out.
There's only one thing left to say, and it is epic. May the Schwartz be with you.
And until our next episode, grab your morphers and may the power protect you.
Oh, yeah.